This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Let's talk about aspirin. Seems like a rather odd choice for a garden show. However, I'm not talking about bear. I'm talking about plants that produce their own aspirin-like chemical. Researchers at the National Center for Atmospheric Research stumbled upon this in 2008. They were surprised to discover that stressed plants produce an aspirin-like chemical that can be detected in the air above the plants. The scientists speculated that the chemical may be a sort of immune response that helps protect the plants. According to the researchers, the finding raises the possibility that farmers, forest managers, and others may eventually be able to start monitoring plants for early signs of a disease, an insect infestation, or other types of stress. Right now, we often don't know if an ecosystem is unhealthy until there are visible signs, such as dead leaves. Scientist Thomas Carl, the lead researcher, says unlike humans who are advised to take an aspirin as a fever suppressant, plants have the ability to produce their own mix of aspirin-like chemicals, triggering the formation of proteins that boost their biochemical defenses and reduce injury. Crazy, isn't it? Significant amounts of the chemical can be detected in the atmosphere as plants respond to drought, unseasonable temperatures, or other stresses. Co-author Alex Gunther said, "These findings show tangible proof that plant-to-plant communication occurs on the ecosystem level, and it appears that plants have the ability to communicate through the atmosphere. The natural world just amazes me with how it works to protect itself, adapting to conditions that change, making use of what's available." If we humans could only take better note of how nature works. Check out GardenBite.com for more information. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.